listening to high school coverage on 97.9 FM, 13.4 Sports Show. Now, play-by-play and color, Matt Selesky and Elliot Stevens.
All right, good afternoon, folks, and welcome into Colbert Heights High School. We got a great game, or a couple of great games on tap tonight. We're going to start with the Lady Wildcats from Tharptown and the Lady Wildcats from Colbert Heights. I'm Matt Selesky alongside my broadcast partner, Elliot Stevens, and I am excited to be on the mountain tonight.
Oh, excited to be on the mountain once again. First time, though, for basketball, and the first time we've gotten a chance to see these two teams. But I'll tell you what, Matt, I know who's going to win tonight. It's going to be the Wildcats.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that one before. Well, we're going to get right to action here. We're only about 30 seconds from tipping off. Starting lineups tonight for Colbert Heights: Emma James at one guard, Grace Jaco playing another guard, Kelsey Robinette up front, Tabitha Wagnon and Emma James. And then for Tharptown, we're going to have Jessica Wilson playing guard, Claudia Harris, Caitlin Vandiver, Amelia Dawson at center, and Haley Malone. And we're underway to tip to Colbert Heights. They work from the top of the key. They're going to fire a three to get started. And that three is buried by Kelsey Robinette. Colbert Heights up 3-0 early.
Boy, right away, a three.
Tharptown comes the other way. Dawson with the ball up top. The big center drives in, uses that big body, barrels her way in there for two. Dawson puts it in, 3-2. Colbert Heights leading, 7:33 to go here in the first quarter of play. Robinette back the other way. She fires away again, no good. That ball is rebounded. No, and the ball is taken away from Tharptown in the hands of Haley Malone. Malone working on the right wing now. She kind of walks it back gingerly up to the top of the key. She swings that one over to, looks like, Vandiver. Back over to Dawson. Dawson on the right wing. She's looking to get rid of it here. And she does a dribble handoff to Jessica Wilson. Wilson now, right wing. Wilson's going to fire a three from deep. That one's no good. Fall four underneath. Rebound. Vandiver, Tharptown up. No good. And the rebound is corralled for Colbert Heights.
Not sure I like that shot selection. It was contested. It was a good job crashing the boards.
Back on the other side, they get the ball inside to Grego. And Grego puts it in at 5-2 Colbert Heights with an early lead. 6:41 to go. First quarter of play. Tharptown back the other way. Jessica Wilson sets the offense up top. She looks inside to Vandiver. Vandiver up. Oh, could not get it to go in that ball. And they are in a fight down there. I thought the rebound was the Colbert Heights, but they're going to call a jump ball. Is Vandiver and also Wagnon down there tie that one up.
Yeah, they tied that one up, and it's going to be a Tharptown's ball. And we've seen our fair share of games. We've had quite a few tie-ups. See if we have one like this tonight as well.
Tharptown looks to inbound, and ball a little too high there for Claudia Harris. Out of bounds, back over to Colbert Heights, and they'll inbound from the right sideline here. They get the ball inbounds and walking up the court here. Emma James. James swings it over. Brooks. Brooks back up top to Wagnon. Wagnon over to James. They look inside and then back out. That ball's back in the hands of James. James swings it over to Wagnon. Wagnon gets it over in the corner. Jaco, that ball's off. No good. And Wagnon goes up, and she is hammered, Elliot. So she's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, and that was a great job once again of crashing the boards, getting the rebound from Emma James, a three-point shot that was no good. She didn't get the basket, but she was hacked underneath, and she'll go to the line for two.
And the first free throw is on its way and off the back iron, no good. And so she's going to get a look at another one. Now, on the way in tonight, we had a dad outside telling us that Wagnon is getting looked at. So Wagnon, he said, are you guys doing the video? I said, no, we're doing the radio. He said, well, I need to put a tape together. I just got some video. So Wagnon's somebody to watch tonight. And she does put the second one in, 6-2 Colbert Heights, 5:58 to go. First quarter of play. Come back the other way. Jessica Wilson. Wilson, she swings that one over to Harris. Harris gets it in the hands of Malone. Malone working top of the key now, looking to set the offense. Dawson trying to get position inside. They swing this one back to Wilson. Wilson top of the key over to Dawson. Dawson on the right wing. She looks inside to Vandiver. She decides to put it down. She kicks it out. And that is a three fired in the corner by Malone. No good. Rebound Colbert Heights. Wagner comes out the pack with it. She gets this one ahead to Jaco. Jaco pulls up the dribble inside. She kicks it back out to Wagner. Wagner fires the three. That's an air ball. And that ball is saved. Great hustle there. But unfortunately saved to Tharptown, who is now on the break. And Wilson runs the break with beauty, but misses the layup. And the rebound inside by Brooks. Brooks gets it over to Wagnon. Wagnon drives in, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Dawson. And I tell you, Elliot, you run into Dawson, that's a collision right there.
That is a big collision. She is she's a very big girl out there on the court. Fortunately, she was not able to get her feet stopped. Still trying to shuffle into position there as Wagner drew the contact. Is able to knock down her first free throw, and she'll have one more.
Yeah, Wagner's got a nice stroke on her. You can tell she's a focal point of the offense. 7-2 now, Colbert Heights. 5:01 to go, first quarter of play. Wagner, second one on its way, and nothing but net as well. Darbtown. Wilson looks to push the action. Wilson working left wing now. She swings it over in the hands of Vandiver. Vandiver top of the key. Malone left wing now. Malone looks inside. That ball's knocked away. Great defense by Colbert Heights, and ball back over their way. They get it to Wagner. Wagner left wing. She looks to work inside. She dribbles back out. That's in the hands of Robinette. Robinette fires, no good. Rebounded by James. Robinette with the ball. That ball is taken away. Great defense. Great defense there by Linda Bahina. Bahina just checked in the last whistle. Driving in Wilson. Wilson fires one off the glass. He can't get it to go. Darbtown just a touch off tonight, Elliot.
Yeah, they are. It's like the lid is just tight on the basket right now. Only able to score 2 points so far in this first quarter.
Colbert Heights, Wagner. She swings it over to Robinette. Back to Wagner. Corner three, no good. And they're going to get ponytails in the way. All right, here we go. They're going to get Tori Brooks for the over the back. Since she went over the back of Vandiver there. So that ball is going to go back over to Darbtown. Colbert Heights leading 8-2, 3:58 to go, first quarter of play. And Wilson brings it up. Left wing. She's going to fire the three. She likes it. She takes it. No good. And loose ball rebound, fall four, but out of bounds on Darbtown. So the ball will go back over to Colbert Heights.
Yeah, that's a kind of a tough angle for me to see that one. I thought it went out on Colbert Heights, but it did look like Lindy Bahina did go after that one. And apparently she touches it last as Colbert Heights takes the ball.
James, she's looking to go all the way. And a great rip there by Vandiver, but still in the hands of Colbert Heights. Over to Robinette. That's back outside to Brooks. Brooks in the hand of Robinette again. Robinette fires over to James. James going to pull up from the elbow, and that's good. Beautiful shot, James. And now 10-2, Colbert Heights. And I tell you, Coach Mark Tracy's seen all he wants to see. He's going to take a timeout.
Yeah, his team's struggling right now on offense and defensively as well. Colbert Heights getting several good looks. Few shots outside that you thought would fall. They haven't, but, I mean, still a 10-2 lead with 3:25. You've got to be happy if you're Colbert Heights.
Elliot, Colbert Heights 9-6 on the season. Darbtown 5-9. Darbtown did win the Christmas tournament down at Phil Campbell. You have all these Christmas tournaments. And they lost to Phil Campbell twice in the regular season, beat them in the Christmas tournament, went on to win that. So Darbtown, even though they're 5-9, they've got to feel some momentum coming in. Colbert Heights 9-6, and they want to continue to stay on the winning side of things with the Colbert County tournament coming up next week.
Yeah, I mean, certainly Darbtown would like to come in and get a win. Just unfortunately right now, shots are not falling for them. Maybe after this timeout, things will change.
All right, back into play here. Wilson, she's working top of the key. She looks to go one-on-one. Nope, she gives it up here. That one's getting up in the hands of Harris. Harris back to Wilson. She's in the right corner. And she walks it back up to the top, to the right wing now, over to Vandiver. Vandiver up top. Vandiver finds Helena. Am I saying that right? No, Bahina. I'm off there. Sorry about that. Inside of Vandiver. Vandiver works hard. She goes up, and she is hacked inside by Sabrina Delano.
Yeah, she got hacked. I'll be honest, Matt, the shot difficulty on that one was pretty high. I mean, she was kind of bent over backwards, throwing it up, and kind of got bailed out with a hack there.
Yeah, she reminded me of old Stretch Armstrong on that one. She was bent about four ways. And Vandiver's pretty solid-sized girl there, but she's at the free throw line here. She misses the first, but makes the second. So chips it to the lead a bit, 10-3, Colbert Heights, 2:51 to go, first quarter of play. Coming back down the other way here, James. James over to Robinette. Robinette drives. She picks up her dribble. She's looking to get rid of it. And that ball is loose, but back in the hands of Wagnon. I don't know where Wagnon came from. Up top to James. Back over to Brooks. Brooks going to drive on the left baseline here. She's inside. She's trapped.
Well, that ball looked like it hit the line.
Yeah, I thought that was out of bounds, but Tharptown gets it.
She looked like she stepped on the line to me.
Well, a lot going on down there, but Tharptown comes away with it. Back on the other side. They look inside to Vandiver. Vandiver muscles her way in. She doesn't get it to go. She gets the rebound. She puts it back up. Vandiver playing like a woman on the mission down there, using that big size and to get the bucket. 10-5 now. Culver Heights still leading. 2:01 to go. First quarter of play.
Yep. Persistence pays off for Vandiver at the other end.
Yeah, James gets it inside to Wagnon. Wagnon puts one up, no good. She gets the rebound. Blocked. Blocked inside by Malone, but back out to Culver Heights. Brooks, she's going to fire one from the right side. That's an air ball. But Bellina pushed in the back by Wagnon, so that's going to be a foul, loose ball foul on Wagnon. That's her first of the game. Back over to Tharptown.
Yeah, had a great look here from about 16 feet, just unable to knock it down. Did have a shove in the back, and Tharptown's ball.
Wilson looking to push the tip ball a little faster. 1:35 to go. Wilson drives middle. She kicks that one out to Malone. Malone still working top of the key here. Malone swings over to Wilson. Wilson over to Bellina. Bahina, I got to get that young lady's name correct. Bahina looks into Vandiver. They know where they want to go. Vandiver with a nice pass over to Wilson. Wilson can't get it, but Vandiver gets the rebound, puts it up and in again, and she is just starting to dominate this game. I think Coach Tracy at the break said, we're going to get the ball inside to Vandiver right now.
And if that's the case, that's a great job of coaching there, working it into a very physical Vandiver.
10-7, 1:02 to go. Culver Heights leading. Wagner with the ball now. She swings that one over to Delano. Delano back to James. And then Delano's going to drive in. She's going to get the bump. She's going to get the basket. Delano going to the line. Nice shot there. Way to use that physical body. Go inside. Take the contact. She got that one to roll home.
How many times did that ball spin around the rim, Matt?
Well, I kind of thought the whole time it was going in, but it did take a while.
It took a while.
It had the right roll to it. You know, sometimes they're rolling, you think they're going out, but Delano gets the roll. It goes in, and she knocks the free throw down. 13-7. Culver Heights leading. 48 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. Jessica Wilson brings it up for the Tharptown Wildcats. Over to Vandiver. Vandiver going to drive in, but no, she kicks this one out. And that ball is fired away by Harris. Air ball no good. Wagner looks to push the break. One-on-one. She gives the ball up, and that pass came to me, partner.
Good job of saving the equipment there, Matt. Now, I'll tell you what I saw there is when Wagner was pushing the ball up the court, she was looking down at the floor. And when she saw where she wanted to go, it was just kind of at the last second she tried to look up and push that ball and just overled her target.
Absolutely. Wilson back the other way. Culver Heights leading 13-7, Tharptown basketball. Vandiver up top, 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. She swings this over to Malone. Malone going to drive in, fire up a layup, no good. And that ball is out of bounds. We're going to stay with Tharptown.
Yeah, what looked like should have been an easy rebound has ended up over the head of Culver Heights. Just kind of had a hand on it and hooked it over her back. And Tharptown's ball right at their own baseline with 14 seconds left.
Culver Heights making some subs here. They got about three new players in the game, but we're going to stay with the action right now. That ball's up top to Harris. Harris over to Vandiver. Vandiver going to fire the three, and Vandiver going to make the three. Boy, what can this girl not do?
Boy, inside and outside, she is dangerous.
Well, they're going to give her two for that one. And then on the other end, Culver Heights fires a three at the buzzer, but that one was no good. Right now, 13-9, Culver Heights with the lead. But we're at the end of the first quarter. We're going to take a break. You are listening to High School Hoops right here on Fox Sports Shoals.
Maybe it's time to take a fresh look at everything we thought we knew about landing a great job. For instance, perhaps great careers start at the middle school science fair instead of at the job fair. Because the fact is, the jobs of the future will be heavily geared towards science, technology, engineering, and math. In other words, STEM. So if you're a student, talk to your school counselor about STEM. If you're a parent, talk to your kids. A public service message from America's Navy.
Elliot Stevens.
All right, folks, we are back on the campus of Colbert Heights High School out on the mountain tonight. Always a pleasure to be out here at Colbert Heights High School, the Colbert Heights Wildcats, the Tharptown Wildcats. Colbert Heights leading 13-9 going into the second quarter of play. And they inbound the basketball here. Robinette, she's going to swing it over to Brooks. Brooks to Wagner up top. Wagner's going to kind of weave her way in the middle. And that ball is knocked off her knee. They're going to go back over to Tharptown.
You know, once again, I'm looking at Wagner, and she does have a decent handle. She can dribble the ball around, but she has a habit of dribbling and looking at the ground and not looking at where she is going. She's got to keep her eyes up.
Wilson coming back the other way. Wilson fires over to Vandiver. Vandiver fakes the three. She drives in. She's going all the way. Boy, that was a lot of contact. No foul there. That ball ends up with Bahina, and Bahina couldn't get it to go. Coming back the other way for Colbert Heights into the game now. Caitlin Atkins, they fire one up, no good. Atkins couldn't get the look to go there, and Vandiver secures the rebound, gives it over to Malone. Malone will bring it up, 7:09 to go, second quarter of play, 13-9. Colbert Heights still in the lead. Malone loses it, but gets it back. She gets over to Harris. Harris thought about it. She swings it back over to Malone. Malone up top to Vandiver. Vandiver working top of the key now. She swings it over to Bahina. Bahina's going to fire the three, and off the rim, no good. Hits the top of the backboard, so it's going to go back over to Colbert Heights.
Yeah, it does. You know, good look several times there for a Tharptown. Once again, not able to get the shot to fall. Beyond looking at this this Vandiver girl, she's impressing me down low with her ability to rebound the ball.
Yeah, she really is. Very dominant player on the court right now. Robinette with the ball up top for Colbert Heights. She gets a screen from Wagner, and she just dribble handoff to Wagner. Now she's working on the left wing. She kind of walks it back up to the top. Now she looks to go to work. She's driving the baseline. One-on-one all the way in. Fires one up. No good. Vandiver with the rebound. She gives it over to Malone. Malone brings it up. 6:11 to go. Second quarter. 13-9. Colbert Heights leading. Vandiver right wing. Vandiver looks inside. Beautiful pass. Wilson layup. Good. Now that's how you play fundamental basketball right there. Vandiver, she's scoring it. She's passing it. Wilson, beautiful cut in the layup.
Yeah, what can Vandiver not do? Certainly seems to be a great all-around player with her ability to shoot, rebound, and pass.
Robinette back the other way for Colbert Heights. 13-11. Colbert Heights still in the lead. And Robinette just throws one away, kind of dribbling around. And Elliot, this early 10-2 start for Colbert Heights looked good for them. But now Tharptown on a 9-3 run, really starting to get the rhythm going their way.
Yeah, Colbert Heights looking a little sloppy as of late, making some pretty careless passes. I've got to be careful because Tharptown right back within striking range.
Vandiver up top now. Vandiver swings this one over to Bahina. Bahina drives in, and she is hacked on her way to the basket, so she's going to go to the line to shoot two as well. And Elliott, she puts these two free throws in. We're knotted up at 13.
Yeah, these are two big free throws for Tharptown. Kind of a wild shot there, but just kind of got bailed out with a hack once again. We'll see if she can knock down these two free throws, though.
First one is on its way. She had some arch on that one. She couldn't get it to go, but it sure did look good.
Yeah, very, very high, like a rainbow. Very, very high shot she has.
Bahina puts the second one up, and that was, I mean, it glazed the rim, but no good.
Just a bit outside.
Colbert Heights ball here. 13-11, Colbert Heights leading. 5:29 to go, second quarter. James going to walk it up, but Gibson's going to take a timeout. I think Coach Gibson, Colbert Heights, said, hey, you know, we've seen enough. I mean, we're just not getting any offensive looks. They've yet to score here in the second quarter of play. We've just played a little over 2.5 minutes. But she wants to take a timeout. So the girls, Tharptown took their timeout. They had some good fortune coming out of the timeout.
Yeah, they did. And, I mean, right now it's just kind of backwards for these teams. Colbert Heights looking a little rattled here at this point in the ball game. And, you know, I think what it's coming down to, you know, I guess we had a lot of careless passes on their side. But you look at the other side, and Vandiver, I mean, she's been getting second-chance buckets. She's been pulling down rebounds for her team, had a very great, very nice-looking pass earlier that led her team to a score. So Tharptown coming back here.
Absolutely, Elliot, and we're back into action here. That ball is going to be inbounded in the hands of Robinette. Robinette gets it over to James. James back up top. Delano. Lano looks inside. No good by James. The ball's put back up. No good. Rebound once again. Fired up by Wagner. And Delano comes out with it. Three offensive rebounds and one set there. That could really hurt you, but great effort by Colbert Heights on the boards here. Delano now on the right wing. Delano swings it over to James. James gets the hands of Atkins. Atkins back to Delano. Delano in the left corner. He's cutting all over the place here. Back over to James. Working right to left. She gets it over to Robinette. Robinette gets it to James. James fires up an air ball. No good. And unfortunately for Tharptown, get the rebound and step on the out-of-bounds line.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just looked at that. She just grabbed the ball and stepped right on the baseline. Just didn't even see it. But, you know, what I'm looking here at Colbert Heights, you got a lot of shot opportunities right underneath the basket, but it just seems like they're throwing the ball up.
Yeah, they really are, Elliot. That's good analysis there. Atkins now top of the key. 13-11, Colbert Heights still in the lead, 4:30 to go. Atkins working up top. She gives us enough to Robinette. Robinette swings it over. Tharptown sitting in a 2-3 zone right now. Just force them to make a shot, hard to get inside. But they get it inside right there into Jayco, and they're going to get a tie-up. And looks like the possession arrow is Tharptown's.
Yeah, kind of a low pass for Jayco, but definitely manageable. By the time she gets her hands on it, the Tharptown player just comes in and ties it up.
Yeah, Tharptown's zone. They didn't start off in a zone in the game, and that's really having a big effect. But then Colbert Heights kind of counters with their own 2-3 zone. Wilson up top. She swings it over on the right side to Harris. Harris gets it inside to Bahina. Bahina can't get it to go, and out of the pack comes Robinette over to Atkins. Atkins looks inside to Delano. Delano over to James. James in the left corner now. James swings it back up top. Atkins. Once again, Tharptown, the Wildcats, in this 2-3 zone, and just they can't get a look they want. Great job by Tharptown on the defensive side right now. James on the right wing. James up top to Jayco. Jayco swings it over to Atkins, now on the right wing. Kind of swinging this thing around the circle a little bit. Back over to Jayco. Jayco hands it off to Robinette. Robinette kind of barks at her team saying, somebody move a little bit here. That ball's in the right wing. Can't see who had it over there. And now back up to Jayco up top. Jayco to Atkins. We're just swinging this thing around. James on the right side now. And the ball is finally batted away. Elliot, are you ready for my crusade on the shot clock right now?
I think we know how you feel about the shot clock, Matt. And certainly in that situation, you think there should be one.
Yeah, after about the 28th pass, somebody needs to fire up a shot. All right, here we go again. Finally, get a good cut inside there. That was a nice cut inside by James and a good pass by Jayco. And James gets the bump on the 14 foul. So they're going to inbound under their own basket here. 13-11 still, Elliot. Not much scoring here in the second quarter. Colbert Heights still in the lead. And I think they've yet to score here in this second quarter.
I think you're right, Matt.
All right. Delano. Delano looks inside to Jayco. Jayco puts up a layup, and that one's off the glass, no good. Wilson with the rebound. Wilson looks to come the other way. Wilson swings that one ahead. And then that ball's turned over. Good steal. Way to step in there. Emma James. She's doing a lot for this Colbert Heights team. James swings this one over to Jayco. Jayco kicks it out to Atkins. Atkins got an open three. She fires away. Off the glass, no good. Off the back iron, no good. And then comes out of the pack is Atkins with the ball. Atkins swings one over to Robinette. Robinette fires up an air ball. And that ball certainly looked off Vandiver to me, but they're going to say it's off Colbert Heights. Did my eyes deceive me there?
You know, it was very interesting how that ball took a bounce, and it certainly looked like it changed directions after it hit the ground. But I'm just going to say this, Matt. I'm looking at this, and you would think for a team that is winning the rebounding battle that you would be up by more than just 2 points. Colbert Heights just ripping down offensive rebounds, but they are just throwing shots up.
Wilson back the other way. She swings it to Malone. Malone going to fire a three from the right wing. No good. And that ball is rebounded hard inside by Robinette. She's fighting hard, and she is fouled down there. Going to be fouled by Debbie Gomez. Gomez into the game, playing aggressive, but just would not just right in Robinette's face there. You can't, a little too aggressive.
Just a bit too aggressive. Got her arms all over.
James back the other way. We haven't seen Wagner here. She's on the bench right now. She swings that one over to Robinette. Robinette gets it to Delano in the right corner. They look inside, trying to find Robinette. They don't get her. Vandiver with the rebound, but that ball stolen by Delano. Delano bounce pass inside, but that's off the foot of Jessica Wilson going to stay right here with Colbert Heights.
Yeah, Vandiver with another rebound has unfortunately got the ball taken away. Colbert Heights hopefully going to try to extend this lead here.
And that shot is fired up by Wagner, who checks back in, and it's no good. But the rebound once again in the hands of Colbert Heights. Good job down there by Emma James as she goes up after with the rebound and gets hacked. And she's going to go to the line to shoot two. Elliot, we're at 128 here in the second quarter of play. 13 points were scored by Colbert Heights in the first quarter. None thus far in the second. So this will be an opportunity to get on the board here in the second quarter.
Yeah, a chance for James to add some points. And she certainly does with the first free throw. I thought that was a very good job when on the closeout on Wagner. And she tried to pull up from three. A very good closeout on Tharptown, forcing a contested shot. She's able to knock down her second free throw.
James puts both of them in, 15-11. Colbert Heights in the lead, 125 to go, second quarter of play. Wilson back on the other end for Tharptown, gets over to Malone. I don't think Wilson and Malone have come out of the game yet. Wilson, she looks to drive inside, getting bodied up pretty good there by Wagner. They get it over to Gomez. Gomez fires up an air ball. Vandiver down there with the rebound. Spin move, takes the hack, can't get it to go, but Vandiver once again flexing her muscle on the inside block.
By far, the most physical player out here on the court. In my eyes, I mean, she's certainly leading in rebounds for both teams.
And then goes to the line and knocks down the first free throw. 15-12, Colbert Heights still in the lead. We've got some substitutions here. Looks like Jessica Wilson is going to come out of the game, Elliot, for the first time all night. And Tori Brooks going to go to the bench for Colbert Heights. Didn't see the subs come in. Or didn't see their numbers, at least. Vandiver's going to put the second free throw in. Way to go there and knock the free throws down. Colbert Heights leading 15-13 as we approach 1 minute here left in the first half. That ball swung over to the left side there. Trying to get it in the hands of Allison Willingham. Willingham can't handle the pass off her foot. And we're going to go back over to Tharptown.
Yeah, Willingham, a bit of a taller player. You just can't throw it down at her shins like that.
Now Wilson's out. Gomez is going to bring it up. She gets it over to Malone on the right wing. They're going to look inside to Vandiver. Not there. Double team back to Gomez. Gomez is going to drive in the all the way in the paint. She hits the deck, but she gets the ball over into the hands of Bahina. And they're going to swing this one over to Malone and back to Bahina. Bahina driving in. And, Elliot, I believe that was a foul on Colbert Heights on the reach in.
I believe you're right.
And that's the 16 foul. Both teams now with six. We only have 36 seconds left, but one more foul either way, and you're going to the line for the bonus.
Right now, with the game being a 2 points difference, any free throws could be huge.
Yeah, Bahina working up top now. She finds Malone on the right wing. She looks inside to Vandiver. That ball kind of knocked around there and out of bounds. They're going to stay.
That's a dangerous pass there.
With Tharptown. And I do apologize earlier. It's Bahina that's kind of running the point here, not Gomez for Tharptown, but Wilson out of the game. Bahina up top. Bahina looks inside and kind of gets lost in the shuffle down there, but Colbert Heights comes out with it, 13 seconds to go. Robinette fires ahead to James. James going to fire a three off the front iron. Bahina with the ball, 5 seconds, and then she loses it. And then at the buzzer, she's going to fire another three as James landed in Colbert Heights' hands. No good as you hear the buzzer there. We're going to the half here, Elliot, 15-13 in favor of Colbert Heights.
Yeah, very interesting game. You know, when we first looked at it, I think, what was it, 10-2 at one point? You thought, this game here certainly seems to be in favor of Colbert Heights, but Tharptown doing a fine job coming back, and now it seems like the things have flipped around. Colbert Heights can't get the lid off the basket.
No, they can't really. Vandiver's doing a lot to keep Tharptown in this game, but I got to tell you, their guards are doing a solid job. Jessica Wilson, she got her first breather late in the half, running the point there. And Bahima, she's been playing. Bahina, I have just butchered this young lady's name. I do apologize. Linda Bahina, she's doing a nice job. She's playing the off guard when she was in with Wilson, now running the point. Malone's doing a solid job defensively and really making smart decisions with the basketball. I hadn't done much scoring. Yet Vandiver's been the primary source of their offense. Where Elliot, I could be wrong here, but I think she scored 9 of the 13. I think Amelia Dawson, who played early, didn't play much after that, has 2. And then also Jessica Wilson got a layup on a pass. But the other 9 are all Vandiver's right now.
Yeah, Vandiver has really impressed me tonight thus far. And, you know, you could actually, if it had worked out, given her a credit for a nice pass down low, which should have been an assist, unfortunately taken away when the layup couldn't have been converted. But, I mean, she's done everything tonight. She's played defense. She's rebounded. She's shot from outside, scoring inside. Just certainly a force for this Tharptown team.
Absolutely. And let's flip over to Colbert Heights for a second. Well, Wagner really cut their go-to player, and I'm seeing a lot of things I like. I think sometimes she tries to force the action a little bit when it's not there. Now, I know zones can be very frustrating, and Tharptown has moved to a 2-3 zone and have had a lot of success with that, as they've held Colbert Heights to only 2 second-quarter points there. But I do like the physicality of Colbert Heights. They're really hitting the boards hard. That's why they do have the lead right now, is because they've rebounded the basketball well. I do like Wagner's skill set. She can certainly knock down some shots, as she showed hitting the opening three of the game. Maybe needs to control how often she wants to shoot the basketball here. But like I said, I've played against zone defenses, and when you can't knock a shot down, you just kind of want to bull your way in there, even if it's not there. So I can understand the frustration, but you got to give Tharptown credit for playing that. All that being said, Elliot, Colbert Heights still in the lead here, 15-13.
Yeah, still a close game, anybody's game going forward. You know, going back to Colbert Heights, while I think Vandiver, probably from an individual statistical standpoint, is leading in rebounds, I think Colbert Heights is winning the rebounding battle. But with that being said, you've got to convert those second-chance baskets when you get the ball back right under the rim, and that's something that they haven't been able to do. Had they been able to do that, I mean, we could be looking, you know, at 22-13 or 24-13 in favor of Colbert Heights. So something that they'd like to fix going into the second half, but, hey, a whole nother half to get things going. We'll see what they can put out.
Yeah, we got a great second half ahead, a very tight game here on the mountain tonight, Colbert Heights High School. And, Elliot, we got a dandy coming up in our second game. Colbert Heights, a very physical team. They have a lot of returning players from last year. Kevin and Cameron Shaw, Zach Gibson, a real muscle guy inside for them. Trent Rowe, the returning point guard. So they got some key guys. Also, Caleb Hanley, very athletic player, plays kind of inside and out for them. And for Tharptown, boy, they have been playing basketball all year. They have got some great play at the guard position. Nolan Maxwell, Nathan Chaney, I think they said Milton Hatton here, but I think it's Heath Hatton.
Right.
He's also the quarterback for their team. Bailey Moat's probably the most impressive of all to me. Really, really skilled guard. We had a chance to see him in the Times Daily Classic. You'll be on the call for that one, but that's going to be a great basketball game. So we got a tight one here in the girls' game, and we got a great boys' game on deck next.
Yeah, looking forward to it. This is, we've got to see both of these teams. We got to call the Colbert Heights team. I'm trying to remember who they played. It was in the Bracey Invitational.
Deschler.
Yeah, that's right. It was at Deschler. They did play Deschler in the Bracey Invitational. And there were some things that I liked from them. Overall, though, I thought Deschler was the more athletic team, and that's how Deschler was able to come away with the victory. You know, we got to see this Tharptown team, though, and we do apologize once again. We were supposed to call that Tharptown Brooks game for the Times Daily Classic, and unfortunately things just did not work out. But I saw a lot of things that I liked from that Tharptown team. Certainly seemed like the more basketball-oriented team as I saw them. I mean, if you had asked me coming into the game, I would have said, well, Brooks may have some more athletes. Tharptown has more basketball. You know, when I looked at them against Brooks, you know, they had skill. They were able to move the ball. They were able to beat the press. They kind of got frustrated when shots were not going down. And unfortunately that night, and I know that's the case for this team because they made a tremendous comeback in the second half, they were just not converting on shots right at the rim. And that's just something that, you know, just didn't seem to be, you know, characteristic of them. So certainly they'd like to come out strong tonight. I just can't wait to call that game.
I'm very excited about it. And I did get to see Colbert Heights the next day. I know you weren't there with me. I didn't call it. But I went over to the Bracey and I watched Colbert Heights and West Limestone play. Now, West Limestone was without Reed Blankenship, who's one of the players. But Colbert Heights really took it to him in that game. So it should be an interesting game next. I'm very excited. Well, the inside physicality of Colbert Heights outlasts the great guard play. Both coaches, I think Brad James from Colbert Heights and Jonathan Odom from Tharptown, two of the more underrated coaches in the area. They don't get some of the love some of the bigger schools get, but these guys flat out coach the game of basketball. But right now, folks, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, it'll be about time to get the second half underway. You're listening to High School Hoops right here on Fox Sports Shoals.
Shoot us a tweet at S. Gorman Sports.
This is Steve Gorman Sports.
Sarkisian, if you're going to get right, and if you do have an alcohol problem, don't bring this backlash. You don't need this stuff behind you.
That's one of the questions I was going to ask, and you can speak to this a little bit.
No, he's not, Steve, is the question. By doing this, in my opinion, no. He's not walking the straight and narrow line of a sober, I need to get my life in order guy.
If you're a guy who's in recovery, and if you're fully taking on the challenge to combat your own addiction, does going back and saying, hey, and now I need money for the mental anguish you caused, doesn't strike me. I know a lot of people who are in various forms of recovery, stages of recovery, and this, what stood out to me was, wow, none of the people I know that got their act together have ever done anything like that.
Steve Gorman Sports.
You just got to look forward.
97.9 FM, Fox Sports Shoals.
We are Fox Sports.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn today
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
McGruff the Crime Dog here, inviting you to listen in on this example of exploitation of the elderly. See how quickly and easily this scammer defrauds his prey.
Hello?
Mrs. Swanson, you're home.
Who is this?
I'm Steve from your bank, and we've had a security breach.
Oh, my.
We're calling customers to make sure your account is safe.
Why, thank you.
If you'd kindly read your credit card number, expiration date, and security code, we can get started.
Oh, dear. I'll get my purse. Give me just a moment.
Smooth-talking criminals, often able to convince elderly folks to discuss personal or banking information, something they should never do unless the senior initiates the call. The National Crime Prevention Council wants to educate seniors so these scams can be reported to local law enforcement agencies.
Financial fraud can include identity theft, fake check and wire transfer scams, investment and credit card fraud, and online charitable solicitations. Unfortunately, only 1 in 5 of these crimes are reported. To learn more, go to ncpc.org/seniors. That's ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice. U.S. Department of Justice.
Live coverage on 97.9 FM and AM 1340. Your play-by-play color, Matt Zaleski and Elliot Stevens.
All right, folks, welcome back in. We are out on the mountain tonight here at Colbert Heights High School. We got a tight one going right now. Tharp Town and Colbert Heights. The Colbert Heights Wildcats are both the Wildcats here leading the Tharp Town Wildcats 15-13. Is we're about 40 seconds away from getting the second half tipped off.
Yeah, second half, about 36 seconds out, 15-13 the score, and I'm excited to see how it's going to turn out. Colbert Heights started out hot. I think they had a 10-2 lead before Tharp Town started making their comeback, and boy, it just seemed like things had changed. Colbert Heights struggling to score, Tharp Town getting it done down low, and we've got a tight one here.
We certainly do, and Elliot, I'm going to go ahead and tell our listeners, not only is the Tharp Town and Colbert Heights boys game coming up following the girls game tonight, but tomorrow night we got a dandy of a game. We'll be out at Colbert County High School for the Sheffield Bulldogs and the Colbert County Indians. You talk about a nice warm-up going into the Colbert County tournament the following week. We may get those two teams hooked up there as well. So we got a lot going on with high school basketball.
Yeah, it should be a very athletic game. Both teams have quite the athletes.
Well, no doubt about it. We are back to action here. Colbert Heights starting with the ball. Robinette on the right wing to get things going. She swings it up to Brooks. Brooks on the left side to Wagner. Wagner looks inside to Robinette. Robinette can't get it to go. And that ball is out of bounds off Colbert Heights, and it's going to go back over to Tharp Town.
Not the way Colbert Heights wanted to start the second half. Needed to cut down on mistakes and score down low, and unfortunately a turnover early.
Wilson walks it up. Tharp Town over to Vandiver up top. Vandiver to Dawson. Dawson back in the game here. Dawson gives it up. She gets it to Harris. Harris, top of the key. She looks over to Malone. Malone gives it to Vandiver. Good hands by Vandiver to even catch that thing inside, but then that ball is knocked away. Good defense by Colbert Heights coming out of the pack is Wagner. Wagner looks to go coast to coast. She loses the ball inside, gets it back, goes up, and gets the layup to roll in. Nice shot by Wagner. Forced the action a bit, but she got that one to go.
Yeah, great job by Wagner staying with that ball, able to put it up from close.
Wilson comes back the other way. 7:02 to go. Third quarter, and a three on the way. Three on the way from Claudia Harris, and she buries it for Tharptown. 17-16, Colbert Heights in the lead. 6:52 to go here in the third quarter of play. James brings it up. She looks to the right side there. She finds Brooks. Brooks to Wagner up top. Wagner picks up her dribble. She swings over to James in the left wing. She finds a cutting Brooks. Brooks back out to James. James inside to Robinette. Back to James. James drives in. Mid-range jumper no good. Over to Robinette. Robinette up top. Back in the hands of Wagner. Wagner back over to Robinette. She's on the right wing now. Over to the right corner is James. James looks inside for the cut. Wagner, beautiful pass. Wagner can't get it to go, and Vandiver pulls down another rebound for Tharptown.
That shot did not fall, but I love that ball movement by Colbert Heights. Passing it around, looking for either the open shooter or a cutter down low.
You get that many looks, partner, you're going to start getting them to go. Malone drives in. She goes one-on-one, and I love it. Great move by Malone. She's not been aggressive all night, Elliot, but she saw an opening. She drives in and gives Tharptown their first lead of the game.
Very impressive move there by Malone.
18-17, Tharptown now leading. First lead of the ball game, 5:46 to go, third quarter. James working on the right wing. She swings it over to Torrey Brooks in the right corner, but back to James. James picks up the dribble to Robinette. Robinette working top of the key. Over to Wagner. Wagner gives it right back to Robinette. Robinette looks inside, and then they go back outside. Three fired up from James, no good. Malone comes out of the pack with it. Tharptown holding to a one-point lead here, 18-17, 5:20 to go, third quarter. She swings this one over to Claudia Harris. Harris going to fire another three. Harris going to make another three. Her second one of the third quarter. Tharptown now, 20-17. Excuse me, that's only a two. I look like a three for me. They're going to give her 2 points there. So a three-point lead now for Tharptown.
Tharptown feeling it to begin the second half of play.
Elliot, right on cue, as you talked about Wagner sometimes dribbling with that head down. She dribbles with her head down again. She loses the ball. And then as the ball is secured there by Malone, she just reaches over and fouls to try to get it back, and that was all predicated off just not being very smart with the basketball.
Yeah, and I, as you said and I said, she's going to have to learn how to dribble with her eyes up. She certainly has the skills to be a great basketball player. She could be even better if she can learn to dribble with her eyes up.
Great call there, partner. Wilson gets it on the other side. She drives in for Tharptown, no good, and a rebound by Brooks. They hit the boards hard. You got to have a lot of respect for the effort Colbert Heights is putting out on the boards right now. And over to James. James back over to Brooks. Brooks looks to Robinette in the right corner. Robinette's going to fire a three, and that one's off the front iron, no good. But the rebound is corralled by Colbert Heights once again. That ball is kicked outside to Brooks. Brooks fires one, in and out, no good, and off Colbert Heights back over to Tharptown.
I don't have a problem with those shots. A couple of wide open looks there for Colbert Heights from downtown. Just not able to get one, but, I mean, you know, you get good looks like that. I mean, the shots don't look bad. I mean, the shots look like they're pretty close. I mean, you think that one of those will come down and get you back tied up here.
One thing interesting here in the second half, Elliot, Allison Hand didn't play in the first half. The big 5'9 sophomore center for Colbert Heights, but they have put her on Vandiver to try to slow her down. Jessica Wilson comes off the screen. She kicks this one out to Harris. Harris had the hot hand, so they closed the gap on her in a hurry. Harris swings it back over to Wilson. Wilson, she's driving the lane. She puts up a floater off the glass. No good. She gets her own rebound, but that one's blocked by Hand and in the hands of Wagner. Wagner looks to push the action the other way, and the ball is stolen. Great steal by Malone down there. Malone gets it ahead to Vandiver. Vandiver controls it, puts it up and in. Great play by Malone on the steal. Nice pass ahead, and Vandiver just puts it in.
Yeah, she does. It was a great pass down the court to Vandiver. I'll tell you, this Tharptown team looks like a completely different team coming out in the second half.
Absolutely, partner. They've really taken that second quarter momentum and even looking better here in the third quarter. Wagner's going to fire a three off the back iron, no good. Rebound fought for and comes in the hands of Bahina. Boy, I think I got that one right.
You got that one right
All
this
right.
time, Matt.
Linda Bahina gets the rebound, and she is fouled. Should be the second team foul. They got one on the board right now, but I believe that's the second. Okay, they have now updated. Second team foul on Colbert Heights. Darbytown yet to commit a foul. And, Elliot, one thing about this game, it's been pretty clean. Neither team got to the bonus in the first half. We're 3:11 to go here in the third quarter. Darbytown has yet to commit a foul. Colbert Heights only two. Jessica Wilson going to bring it up and just fire away for three, and she knocks it in. Darbytown is absolutely on fire right now. They're taking that momentum from the Christmas tournament and bringing it right here to the mountain. 25-17. Darbytown with the lead, and Jessica Gibson has seen enough. She's going to call a timeout.
Boy, you know, that lid certainly seemed to be really tight on that basket for Darbytown in the first half, and it certainly seems like someone went out there and switched to a bigger rim to begin the second half of play for Darbytown. I mean, they are just knocking everything down right now.
You know, Elliot, really, you keep saying the first half, and my assessment, partner, really the first quarter.
Yeah, mostly the first quarter.
By the second quarter, now, they didn't exactly light it up in the second quarter, but they started to find a rhythm. And now they have really carried that over here. You know, as they had 13 points total in the first half, 12 already here in the third quarter, and we're still at 2:55 to go.
Yeah, and, you know, something else, too, I do agree with mostly in the first quarter. They did have several opportunities at the free throw line. They were able to convert to keep the game closer, but right now the offense is just rolling.
They really are. Claudia Harris knocked down two threes. Wilson with a three. Vandiver with another bucket. Malone, I don't think she scored, but, boy, her presence on defense and offense. But for Colbert Heights, Wagnon comes out and gets an early layup to make it 17-13. And now Colbert High, or Darbytown on a 12-0 run. So only 2 points here in the second quarter. And I think they only scored three in the, or excuse me, 2 points in the third quarter. They only scored three in the second quarter. Let me slow this thing down one more time. I think they scored 5 points in the second quarter, only two here in the third, and 10 points in the first quarter. So they have not scored much since the opening period. And we're back to action here. Colbert Heights gets the ball inbound. Robinette going to fire a jumper, and she gets the roll. Robinette just kind of takes it on her own shoulder, says, I got to get us a basket, and she certainly does. 25-19, Darbytown leading, 2:34 to go, third quarter. Bahina walks it up. Bahina drives in. She looks to kick it, but that ball's stolen, and Malone gets the she commits the first Darbytown foul of the second half, and she kind of hits Colbert Heights in the head there. Grace Jaco get knocked in the back of the head. She looked around like, don't call it on me. I'm the one that got hit here. So.
Hey, were you going for the basketball or my head?
Well, they kind of look the same. I'm just cutting out. All right, coming back the other way now. Robinette, right wing. Robinette looks inside. I don't know who she was throwing that one to, but Bahina takes it. But then a great steal. What a steal. Great job. Great job down there by Caitlin Atkins to steal that ball and then manage to get fouled as well. That's just great hustle.
Yeah, it is great hustle. Kind of a careless pass throw, just threw it into just a bunch of just a wad of players, Matt. But great hustle there to get the steal. Colbert Heights has the ball.
Yeah, Atkinson drives in, kicks it to Robinette. Robinette fires over to the right side, ball in the hands of James. James going to fire a three from the right wing, and she's off the back iron. Can't get it to go, and that ball is corralled. Another offensive rebound for Colbert Heights. Atkinson up to James. James over to Robinette. Robinette, top of the key. She takes the screen. She fires up another three, and she buries the three. Robinette going to put it on her shoulders right now, Elliot. And that's going to cut the lead to 26-22, 1:30 to go here in the third quarter.
Now, five quick points from Robinette, a three, and a two-point shot. She's certainly looking good to begin this second half.
And on the other end, Malone going to fire a three, no good. Rebound fought for, jump ball called. The tie-up with James and Harris, and the possession arrow is with Colbert Heights. So it'll stay right, no, excuse me, the possession arrow with Darbytown, so it'll go over to them. Darbytown inbounds. Vandiver, right corner. She dribbles out of that. She's still dribbling up here, top of the key now. Deciding what to do with it. She swings over to Wilson. Wilson a little right wing. Now she just kind of dribbles, kind of following each other there. She dribbles them back up. Now back to the right wing. She looks to Harris over there in the right corner. Back to Wilson on the right wing. Wilson going to drive in. She's going to kick this one out to Malone. Malone fakes the three and then goes to look inside, but she travels. Kind of shuffles those feet before she puts the ball down. Going to go back over to Colbert Heights.
Yeah, there's a traveling violation. But one thing I was noticing down there is how well Robinette was defending Vandiver. They tried to look down low to Vandiver numerous times. Robinette just denied a good look.
Colbert Heights with the basketball. They fire one up, no good. Jacob could not get it to go. Malone with the rebound, and she brings it up. 32 seconds to go, third quarter of play. Tharptown leading 25-22. Vandiver comes up to set the screen for Malone. Malone going to fire the three, and she's going to bury the three. 28-22, Tharptown in the lead, and they have been hot from downtown here in the third quarter.
Yeah, they have been. Is that her second three this half?
Partner, you got me on that one.
I think that's her second three in the third quarter.
I know Harris hit two.
Okay, maybe I'm getting those two confused then.
That ball swung over to Malone, and that's going to end the third quarter. Kind of got lost in the shuffle there, partner. It was a turnover, and Colbert Heights fired one up, no good, to end the third quarter. So 28-22 is the score going to the fourth quarter. Folks, you are listening to High School Hoops right here on Fox Sports Shoals. Come on back for the fourth quarter.
Okay, so five tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
$10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to High School Hoops. Sports Show. Now, your play-by-play of color, Matt Selesky and Elliot Stevens.
All right, folks, welcome back to the mountain here at Colbert Heights High School. We got a tight one. The Lady Wildcats from Tharptown are leading the Lady Wildcats from Colbert Heights 28-22 as the fourth quarter gets underway. James now working top of the key for Colbert Heights. She gets that one swung over, but Malone's going to put those hands out there and knock it away. Good defensive effort by Haley Malone for Tharptown, but the ball's going to stay with Colbert Heights. 7:51 to go, fourth quarter. Get some substitutions here. Out goes Atkinson, in comes Tabitha Wagnon. James, top of the key. She looks to drive in. She kicks it to Wagnon. Wagnon on the right corner now. She gives this one up to Delano. Delano over to Robinette. Robinette up top. Robinette kicks this one over to James. James over to Delano. Delano looks to drive in. She kicks this one back to Robinette. Robinette fires a three and air ball. The ball is attempted to be saved by James, but it was... She stepped on the baseline and just couldn't get to it in time. Back over to Tharptown.
Yeah, good hustle there by James trying to throw this one back in bounds. Meanwhile, that Robinette started off hot. You know, got a long two to fall and got a 3-pointer to fall in the third quarter. And just unfortunately not able to convert there. Just throws up an air ball.
Wilson brings it down the court here for Tharptown. They got a 28-22 lead, 7:18 to go. Wilson going to drive all the way in, puts it in off the glass. Nice aggressive move by Wilson. Takes it all the way to the rack, puts it up, in, and extends this lead out to 8 points.
You said it there, Matt. Nice aggressive move. That has been the difference for Tharptown in the second half. Aggressive play by Tharptown.
James hands off to Wagnon. Atkinson back in the game. She looks to drive in back to Wagnon. Wagnon gives it over to Robinette. She gives that one over to Hand. Hand fires it up, no good, and the rebound to Tharptown. Tharptown really started to take control of this basketball game, leading 30-22. They look inside to Vandiver. Vandiver gives it back outside to Malone. Malone uses the screen by Vandiver. A little give and go, pick and roll action there. And Vandiver hits the deck. She does corral the ball and calls the timeout.
Yeah, very good move there by Vandiver, just by Vandiver to call the timeout there. I like the idea to go down low, to go down. Sorry, Matt. Having a little trouble getting my words out. I like the idea to go down low to her. She had a good lane that she was cutting to. Just a great job by Colbert Heights to get in the way there to kind of knock it away. And she did all that she could to get the ball back and get a timeout to prevent a turnover.
Yeah, great insight there, partner. And Tharptown really starting to flex their muscle. I think they were down 10, either 10 to 2 or 10 to 3 to start this game.
That's 10 to 2.
It was 10 to 2. So, from that point on, Elliot, they have outscored Colbert Heights 28-12 since that point. So really, outside of the first 6-7 minutes of the first quarter, it's really been mainly Tharptown since that point. Robinette's made some big shots for Colbert Heights to try to keep them in it, but Tharptown really having their way right now. Back to action here. Wilson into Malone. Malone back to Wilson. Wilson going to fire a corner three, and then no good. Rebounded by Claudia Harris. Harris gives it to Wilson. She looks to drive in. Now she pulls it back out. Aggressive defense on the outside from Culver Heights to try to knock it away. Wilson keeps control, gives it to Malone on the right wing. Malone looking for a screen for Vandiver. She just gives it to her on the right wing. She dribbles off her foot into the hands of Colbert Heights, and that's Atkins. Atkins driving all the way down. And once again, Malone with those active hands hustles down the court and knocks it away. Another great defensive play. It will stay with Colbert Heights.
Boy, Malone all over the court for Colbert Heights. Colbert Heights here.
She certainly is, and Colbert Heights will inbound the ball. But Malone playing great for Tharptown, really making plays. And they're trying to find a way to get it in. They do to James. James back to Wagner. Wagner going to drive on the right baseline all the way in. She takes the bump, no foul, puts it up, no good. And Dawson down there with the big rebound. And I didn't see what the call was, partner, but it looks like they called an offensive foul on Tharptown.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Didn't see it either, but was it Wagner trying to drive in on Dawson? And she just ran into a brick wall.
Wagner gets the ball inside, fires a three. Good look, but no good. James hustles the rebound down. They look to go inside to Atkins. Atkins back up to James. James going to drive now. Back over to Atkins. To Wagner on the right corner, fires another three. No good. Rebounded, corralled by Delano. Delano falling down, throws one up off the glass. I don't know how she got that one to go, but great effort by Delano to snag that board and put it up and in.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. I was going to say she needed a set and go up aggressive. She just kind of threw that one. Just kind of threw up a prayer there.
Comes back the other way, and Collier Harris fires a three. No good in the hands of Colbert Heights. But then James fires one down the court, which is picked off down there by, you guessed it, Haley Malone, once again all over the place on defense. And then she is tripped, so another foul by Colbert Heights. Only the third team foul. His team's not fouling much, but the foul right there going to go back over to Tharptown. Well, it looks like Malone may exit the game. She's kind of holding that hip a little bit. That may have been a pretty hard bump for her, and into the game for Haley Malone is Linda Bahina.
Yeah, Malone may have gotten the wind knocked out of her, or she got hit hard. She did get hit hard, kind of low, and she will come out of the game.
Bahina going to fire a three. Bahina going to make, no, that's a two. Just stepped inside. But another big shot by Tharptown. 32-24 is the score here. They only got 31 on the board. Now they fixed it. 32-24, Colbert Heights. Tharptown leading Colbert Heights. Wagner on the other end. She drives in. Layup, no good. She just cannot find a way to put the ball in the basket tonight.
Yeah, just kind of struggling offensively. Had several opportunities where, okay, I was trying to figure out why it ended up with Tharptown's ball. It was a jump ball and a possession arrow in favor of Tharptown. But, yeah, Wagner struggling offensively tonight. So several times has gotten some good looks, just unfortunately not able to convert.
Coming back the other way, Wilson looks to drive in, and she loses it. Bodies hit the deck, but Delano from Colbert Heights comes out with it. She drives all the way in the other way. She fires up another wild shot. This time she takes the bump. She puts it in again. Delano throwing up some crazy shots, a la Steph Curry out here, partner.
Steph Curry, huh?
I mean, that's Steph Curry stuff right there. I'm talking about some wild shots, but she's putting them in there. Delano, it was Robinette trying to keep him in. Now Delano is starting to take over her second basket in a row. If she'll go to the line here, have a chance to make it a three-point play, trailing by six. She can make this free throw. They'll cut the lead to five. Currently 32-26, and the free throw's on its way. No good. Rebounded by Vandiver, but six-point game, 4:22 to go here in the fourth quarter of play. Colbert Heights, they better get something going in a hurry if they want to come back and win this ball game. Wilson, she drives in. Nothing there. Out to Vandiver. Vandiver's going to fire a three, and, boy, she just drills it. What can you say about Caitlin Vandiver?
Boy, right in the face of the defense. Hand up in her face. Doesn't matter.
No, that's big time. 35-26. Tharptown with the lead. Just under 4 minutes to go. Back the other way. Colbert Heights. Delano. I'd say fired up. Why not? She's hitting everything. She looks to dribble. She looks to drive in. She gives the ball up. A nice bounce pass inside as she finds Tara Jackson. And Jackson takes the foul. Can't get it to go, but she'll go to the free throw line.
Yeah, I thought that was a very good look there.
Yeah, nice pass. I mean, she really got a low bounce pass just out of the reach and then gets to the big center inside. So if she could get the pass, she was going to get the bump, if not both. And now at the free throw line, Elliott, she knocks down the first free throw.
Yeah, she does. And, I mean, you're going to have to chop down at this lead. Only 3:47 left here, and you're trailing by eight. So certainly every point you can get helps. She's got the first, second one on the way. That is good, too.
That one hit the front iron and just kind of, she had the right touch, the right spin. That one to go in. 38-4, folks. Thorpe Heights. The Lady Wildcats of Thorpe Town with the basketball. Jessica Wilson brings it up. She looks to swing it over to Vandiver. Delano goes from the steal, doesn't get it back to Vandiver. Now Vandiver back over to Wilson. Wilson over to the side to Gomez, and Gomez just got a little too excited there.
Yeah, I thought they could have called traveling violation several different times when she touched the ball. Certainly looked like she shuffled her feet and then took a step and then shuffled her feet again. So, yeah, there's no question about that. It is traveling.
But you can't do that in basketball. She may have some good dance moves with that footwork, but we're back over to Colbert Heights now, and James is going to fire a three. That's an air ball. That ball looks to be saved by Delano. Delano really giving a lot of effort here, but too far out of bounds, and going to go back over to Thorpe Town. 35-28, Thorpe Town leading, 3:16 to go.
Do you feel quite a gust of wind on that shot? Maybe it was just me. I don't know. But the ball was off target. It was an air ball.
Well, it's cool and windy out here. I think the doors are shut, so we can't give her a pass there. Wilson brings it up, and Atkins reaches in and tries to knock it away. She knocks it out of bounds. Good defensive effort there, but it will stay with Thorpe Town. Vandiver looks to inbound from the right sideline here. Their side of half court. She pushes this ball inbounds to Malone. Malone up top now. Malone, so she's back in the game. Looks like she's just fine. She looks to drive in. She kicks it out to Harris. Harris over to Vandiver. Vandiver on the right wing. Little pump fake. She gets Delano up in the air, drives in to Camellia Dawson. Dawson puts one up. She can't get it to go, and Delano out with the rebound. Delano is just going to push it herself. She pulls up her dribble to Wagner. Wagner fires a three, and Wagner gets one to go. Not more of a crucial time than that, Elliott, to get a three to go, and that cuts the lead 35-31.
Absolutely. We were saying she was struggling offensively, and her next shot is a three-pointer to bring her team within four.
Wilson gets it over to Vandiver. Vandiver hands it off to Malone. We are at 2:30 left here in the fourth quarter, 35-31. Thorpe Town. Malone drives in, kicks to Wilson. Now Wilson fakes, drives in herself. She just dribbles all the way to the other side of the court. Claudia Harris in the right corner. Back to Wilson now on the right wing. Wilson being guarded by Atkins, pretty tight out there. She gets the screen from Vandiver. She kicks it over to Malone. Malone going to fire a three from the left corner. Off the back iron, no good. And rebound is corralled by Robinette. 35-31. Thorpe Town leading. And pass by Robinette, but it looks like Jessica Gibson is taking a timeout. So we'll take that timeout. We'll take one with them. You're listening to High School Hoops right here on Fox Sports Shoals.
The Shoals Auburn family is proudly represented by the Shoals Auburn Club, which provides an opportunity for alumni and friends to support Auburn University. And closer to home, the club's endowed scholarships benefit students from Colbert and Lauderdale counties. The Shoals Auburn Club sponsors scholarship dinners, golf outings, bus trips, pep rallies, and game watch parties to promote the Auburn spirit and raise money for the endowed scholarship. Become involved in Auburn. Become involved in the Shoals Auburn Club. Contact Club President Michael Hasty at ShoalsAuburnClub.com and follow them on Facebook.
All right, folks, welcome back to the mount. We're going to take another brief timeout. We're going to pause for station identification.
Fox Sports Shoals, Florence, 97.9 FM, W250BY, and AM 1340, WSBN, where sports beats music.
All right, folks, this is the scenario right now. 2:02 to go. Colbert Heights, Thorpe Town 35, Colbert Heights 31. And right off the inbound pass for Colbert Heights to Wagner in the corner. Man, Colbert Heights hit two key threes, 35-34. We just get under 2 minutes to go. And then they pressure the basketball. Wilson dribbles it off her foot. All of a sudden, Colbert Heights getting hot at the right time, right back in it.
Hey, maybe Wagner heard us all about her offensive struggles because her next two shots, it resulted in 6 points.
And Delano drives in and gets the bucket to go. Colbert Heights right back in the lead. Elliot, I didn't know if they would come back, but they were back, and now they're leading. 1:38 to go, 36-35. Malone comes the other way, fires one up, no good. Rebounded inside by Wilson. Wilson fires, she looks to fire one up, and she is fouled down there. Fouled pretty hard by Tori Brooks. And they're going to say that's a shooting foul. I believe they're going to say it's a shooting foul. No, they're not. They're going to say it was a non-shooting foul.
Yeah, I don't think she ever let go of the ball.
Yeah, she didn't, but I think she got hit so hard she couldn't let go of the ball. 36-35, Colbert Heights leading Thorpe Town basketball. Inbounding under their own goal, 1:30 to go, fourth quarter. Wilson looks to inbound. Vandiver sets the screen for Malone, but they decide to throw it up top to Harris. Harris over to Vandiver. Vandiver on the right wing now. She hands it off to Malone. Malone working top of the key. She looks inside to Vandiver. Vandiver at the elbow. Vandiver bulls her way inside, and she gets hacked. They're gonna. That's certainly a shooting foul, and Vandiver will go to the line right now. Way to be aggressive by Caitlin Vandiver.
Yeah, great job by Vandiver. A little up fake there from the elbow. Looked like she was going to pull it up and then kind of got the defense off balance. She tries to drive inside and is hacked. She'll go to the line for two.
She certainly will. Vandiver puts the first one up and no good. Boy, she has been hitting free throws all night. Not the time to miss one.
Not the time to miss one, but she still has one more and she can tie it up.
And that's exactly what she does, Elliot. We have a dandy going right now. 36-36. Colbert Heights, Tharptown tied up, 1:20 to go in the fourth quarter. And Coach Tracy of the Tharptown Wildcats is going to call a timeout.
Yeah, I like that. Got a bunch of kids running around here.
I thought they were about to be in your lap there.
Please don't. But no, I thought that was a good move there by Coach Tracy. I had to call a timeout and try and regroup here with 1:20 left in the game. Certainly been a tale of two halves. Both teams, especially Tharptown, started off hot. Colbert Heights. It took them a little while to get going there, but I mean they've gotten hot here in the fourth quarter. I mean we are all tied up. 1:20 left.
Elliot, this is a great basketball game, and folks even knew we don't call B-team games. When we got here, the B-team boys game went to overtime, and Tharptown pulled out a tight one there. This one 36-36 down the stretch. So if you come out to Colbert Heights tonight, you're getting some very competitive basketball.
Getting your money's worth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A pleasure to call it. These girls are playing so hard out here. Coach Gibson, Coach Tracy, in the midst of a chess match here, trying to counteract each other with zones, with mans, how to play offense, how to play defense, just a great basketball game. And we're going to go right back here to live action as Robin inbounds the ball here to Emma James. James brings it up. 1:12 to go. Tied up, 36-36. She gives it up to Robinette. Now back to James on the right wing. They're going to hand this one off to Atkins. Atkins dribbling around. She gives it back to James. James is going to fire up a deep shot, and she's going to hit it. That's three, Elliot, and that's good. 39-36, Colbert Heights.
Now that was a clutch shot there, but I do believe we are going to have a foul. We are on Colbert Heights here. That is going to be on Atkins.
Yeah, it is going to be on Atkins on Malone. Now that's their 16th foul, Elliot. One more, and they're in the bonus. So fouls, keep a look at Tharptown with 14 fouls right now. Malone gets it. They go for the steal. They don't get it. Malone drives all the way in. She puts it in off the glass and good. Big shot by Malone to answer. 39-38. Colbert Heights still leading. 40 seconds to go. Fourth quarter of play.
And this is going to be interesting here. No shot clock in high school. Well, I think we're going to have a little pause here as Coach Gibson calls a timeout. But as I was saying, there is no shot clock in high school. 36 seconds left. You'd like to think with a one-point lead, Colbert Heights just looking to pass that ball around and forced Tharptown into fouling them.
And while I don't like that rule, Elliot, I do believe in playing within the rules, and you've got to play to your advantage because obviously the objective is to win the game. It strongly plays in the favor of the team with the lead and with the basketball late in the game. So 39-38 the situation here. Colbert Heights in the lead. 16 fouls from Colbert Heights, only four for Tharptown. So if they decide to foul to send them to the free throw line, they're going to have to foul them three times.
That's going to take some time.
I guess I'd come out and see what they try to do immediately. I may keep your more athletic guards out there with Wilson and Malone and Harris to see if they can't get a steal. Because one way to really break that kind of four corners basketball up is if their guards are not skilled enough, you can pressure and you can steal the basketball. But if it looks like they're going to do that, if I'm Tracy, I may send in, somebody deep off my bench to go out there and foul three times in a row so I don't give up any, fouls from some key players in case this thing goes into some extra periods here. But we'll see here. 36 seconds is what we have. 39-38, Colbert Heights leading with the basketball. They get the ball inbounds to who do they get that one into, partner? They got that one.
Tori Brooks.
I appreciate that. And Brooks is fouled immediately. So that's the strategy. They're going to foul him. Right now, and you know what? I say bring in some of the people off the bench, but Elliot, there's a little bit of Tharptown's fouled all night. Nobody really in any real foul trouble for them.
No, I don't think there's any player in foul trouble tonight.
That ball's inbounded to James, and Claudia Harris picks up a quick foul, so they're now at six. In the next one, they will go to the line. I'm not sure Harris fouled. I think the referee anticipated one. I thought she knocked it away clean there. This ball's into Delano. Vandiver chases her in the backcourt. Still chasing. No foul as of yet. Still chasing. And they do finally get called for the foul. Wilson You know, at 23 seconds, Elliot, I'm one. If you're going to foul, do it immediately.
Yeah, they tried to there. Delano doing a fine job of evading Vandiver at first. Vandiver started to chase her around. But I'm with you. You want to foul quickly. I certainly need to try and just run right at her as Delano's able to knock down her first free throw.
It's a big shot by Delano there. She puts it in, and now it makes it a two-point game. But even if she makes this one, still just a one-possession game. Second one on the way. It rolls around no good. And the rebound is corralled by Tharptown, and they look to push the other way in a hurry. Claudia Harris, she gets it over there, and that ball is blocked and no good, and the ball knocked away back to Colbert Heights. What great effort by Colbert Heights to come back and block that. I thought Claudia Harris had a point-blank layup.
Yeah, it was a very good pass to Harris, and she had a good look, just not able to do it. Boy.
They get that one ahead to Wagnon. Robinette, they beat him down court, and Wagnon can't get it to go, but she is fouled. Some critical free throws here with 10 seconds left in the game. If she makes one, three-point game. If she makes two, Elliot, it's going to be almost impossible for Tharptown to win this ball game.
Yeah, it certainly is going to be almost impossible. I'd like to think that she, if you're Tharptown, you hope she misses this one. And she does.
Yeah, still, Wagnon, probably one of their better free throw shooters.
Still hope for Tharptown, even if Wagnon is able to convert.
And the second one's on its way, and it's good. 41-38. Colbert Heights in the lead. And Mark Tracy of Tharptown wants to take a full timeout. With that, we'll take 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Hoops right here on 97.9 Fox Sports Shoals.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, folks, welcome back in. We are on the mound. The situation we have right now, Elliot, 41-38, Colbert Heights leading Tharptown. 10 seconds to go, but it is Tharptown's basketball. Is everybody come out of a full timeout? What do you look for Tharptown to do here? Vandiver, Wilson, Malone, who are you looking for?
You know, that's the thing. Wilson's been able to knock down threes tonight for Tharptown. Vandiver's knocked down some as well. Malone has knocked down some threes. So if I'm Tharptown, I'm not too worried about it. But ultimately, with 10 seconds left and you're trailing by three, you're going to have three, because at this point, a layup and a foul is not going to do you much good.
No, you're absolutely right. Vandiver to inbound from the other end, so they got to push in a hurry. Wilson gets it. Wilson ahead to Bahina, and Bahina is bumped, and that's a good foul. I like that. Good strategy by Gibson. Robinette fouls Bahina, center line for a 1-1. If she makes both of them, still trailing by one with 6 seconds to go.
So I would expect her to just try and miss one of these. You know, you might think she can hit the first one and miss the second, but ultimately if she misses the first one, Tharptown better be going after it, because they're still going to have to get 3 points.
Well, what I may do here, if she makes the first one, is put Amelia Dawson in the game, the big center, and let her kind of crash the boards for you. But we'll see what happens. Bahina puts the first one up, and that one's no good. Rebound to Colbert Heights, and Vandiver reaches in and gives the old slap. I heard that one. And the foul on Vandiver, and she fouled Caitlin Atkins. Atkins will go to the line with 3 seconds left here, Elliot. And the only chance Tharptown has left now is for Atkins to miss both free throws. Or it's a 1-1, so miss the first one and then just heave up a prayer, and hopefully it's answered.
Yeah, and I mean, those are pretty slim odds here, trailing by three with 3 seconds left. We'll see what happens here. Certainly going to take a miracle for Tharptown to tie this one up.
First one on its way and good, and I think that miracle is now all but shot, as it's a 4-point lead with 3 seconds. And what a great basketball game it has been as we watch this one come to a close. But the second free throw on its way, it's good as well. Atkins steps up, knocks down both of them, 43-38, Colbert Heights. And Wilson going to fire one deep, not even close. And your final score tonight, 43 Colbert Heights, 38 Tharptown. I believe it was 36-28. There were about 4 minutes to go. So a 15-2 run down the stretch. We talked about the big run Tharptown had, and then you had a big run by Colbert Heights, and that's just kind of how it went down. 43-38. Colbert Heights Wildcats get the home win tonight. Big win for them, but I thought Tharptown played very well.
Yeah, they did. I mean, when things started off 10-2, you could have hung your head, you could have quit. Tharptown did not quit. They battled back. They got a lead. Unfortunately for them, Colbert Heights just caught fire in the fourth quarter. They were able to come back on top and ultimately come away with the win. But it was a great ball game here. I thought both teams played their hearts out.
Absolutely, Elliot. And we're going to take a timeout here. When we get back, I'm going to hand the play-by-play duties to you, partner. I'm going to take your spot for the color commentary for the second game. But, folks, don't go anywhere. Coming up here in just under 10 minutes, we got the Tharptown Wildcat boys against the Colbert Heights Wildcat boys as well. So stay right here. You listen to High School Hoops on Fox Sports Shoals.
Ian Ralston was a combat medic who suffered a catastrophic war injury in Iraq. When I met Ian for the first time, I knew we had to do everything we could to get him every benefit he's earned to live as normal life as possible. And we did. He needed an accessible house. We got that grant and a van for his wheelchair to get him there. My name is Jason Stevenson, and I work for Paralyzed Veterans of America.
America's most seriously injured veterans are getting all the care and benefits they've earned, thanks to Paralyzed Veterans of America. For over 65 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has helped hundreds of thousands of veterans, and their service is free to all veterans and their families. Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs. I start to cough. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Who might you save?
Your mother, your father, your husband, uncle, and son.
Learn FAST, F-A-S-T, the sudden signs of a stroke, and you could save
your friend, your best friend, teacher, boss, coach.
F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. F-A-S-T, face, arm, speech, time. That's F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. The sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in the recovery of
your neighbor, the waiter, a fellow shopper, a total stranger, grandmother, grandfather.
So learn FAST, the sudden signs of a stroke, then pass it on, because you never know who might save you.
Your wife, your colleague, teammate, mother.
Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew,
pew. Wait. Mom, what?
Huh? What?
Hold What'd on. You say?
Wait a second, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome in, everyone, to High School Hoops on 97.9 Fox Sports Shoals. had a great game previously as Colbert Heights was able to defeat Tharp Town 43-38. Varsity boys are up next, about 5:25 till we get things tipped off. We're really excited to see how this game turns out. We've got a chance to see both teams play. First time we get to call the action for both teams, but really interesting to see how these teams are going to match up. I'm going to bring Matt on here. Matt, what are your thoughts of how these two teams match up?
Well, I'm really excited. I just got a chance to speak to both coaches, and Coach James told me for Colbert Heights, listen, man, I'm so glad you're here. I'm very grateful. We don't get a lot of radio coverage. It's always nice to see you. You've called two of our games this year, and we're 0-2. So if we don't win tonight, thanks for coming, but we'll see you next year. Nah, he's just cutting up. Colbert Heights, good basketball team, 10-5 on the season. Elliot, to be honest, I only remember calling one of their games. I don't know if I missed one there. We called East Ashland. I don't remember another one we've done for them.
I think we've only called Colbert Heights one time. It was against Deschler in the Bracey Invitational. We were supposed to call Tharp Town in the Times Daily Classic. Unfortunately, things did not work out. We were not able to do so. But, you know, when we did see this Tharp Town team, we saw skill that it's required for basketball. You know, when we looked at the Tharp Town Brooks game, I saw a lot of things from Tharp Town that said this team can be very good at basketball. Just unfortunately, they dug themselves into a hole in the first half. Shots were not falling, even from close range, and it was just a hole that was too big for them to get back out of. So, for Colbert Heights, they've got a lot of size down low. I thought they were able to utilize that well against Deschler at times. Just the athleticism overall for Deschler was too much for Colbert Heights. I think for Colbert Heights, I'm looking at some of the size here. I think Caleb Handley certainly adds to that. He's a pretty tall player. I just remembered when we called the game against Deschler, he picked up three offensive fouls that game, all charges. Certainly he would like to avoid that because it seemed like he got to play for 2 minutes in the first quarter and then got, he ended up missing a lot of the game before he actually, he fouled out. I don't think he fouled out. I think Trent Roden fouled out.
No, Roden didn't foul out. He just went to the bench.
Emotions running high or something?
Yeah, Coach James wanted to settle him down a bit. He's a very emotional player. There's pros and cons to come on that, but Trent Roden's a returning starter at point guard. He does a lot. And when Deschler started to press them without Roden in the game, they couldn't handle it as well. So he's very key to what Colbert Heights does. Zach Gibson, running back for Colbert Heights, center for Colbert Heights, and also a standout baseball player, Elliot, and I want to take time to give him a big congratulations. I'm going to come out here on January 19th because this young man will be signing a baseball scholarship to go play in Hansville at Wallace State Community College. And, anytime you get a college scholarship, it's great. But let me tell you something about Wallace State. Going to Wallace State, to me, in some ways, is better than going to a lot of schools that are maybe non-Division One because it is such a springboard for guys to go straight into the minor leagues or to go to a Division One school. I mean, their facilities down there are second to none. I mean, their baseball field, their basketball arena, and we're going to have a chance to go down there if we have some teams that make it down there. That's what the Northwest Regionals held. And with all due respect to UNA, I mean, Hansel's gym will blow flowers all out of the water. It's that nice. It really is. And I think anybody from UNA will tell you that. So it's just they have some wonderful facilities, a very strong athletic program. Zach Gibson going to have his opportunity to go down there and play a little baseball team. Couldn't be happier for just a quality young man. Got a chance to know him very well in football season. But he's going to be the center tonight. Baseball's down the road. He's got basketball in his mind now. And he's really a big, strong guy. Like work down low, box out, and do some things against the smaller Colbert Heights team. I mean, a smaller Tharp Town team inside. Where I'm so impressed with Tharp Town is our guard play. Bailey Motes and Max Nolan, just some two great, great guards for them on the outside. And Colbert Heights certainly going to have their hands full trying to defend them.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I think, as we said, the strength for Colbert Heights is going to be their play down low. Now, they certainly have a couple of athletic guys outside, the brothers, Cameron and Kevin Shaw. Those are going to be like their athletes. They're able to stretch the floor. So, I think though for Colbert Heights, they would like to work the ball down low either to Rawson or Handley. And for Tharp Town, they'd like to see a great play out of their guard. But, folks, we're going to go to the starting lineups now as both teams.
Carter, I don't mean to cut you there. Rossum is with Tharp Town. Gibson and Hanley inside.
Gibson, my mistake. Both guys are very big. By the way, I did see another player for Tharptown out there. He's listed 6'2", 270. Big guy out there, Blake Gray, who will be playing center for Tharptown. It's going to be interesting to see how he and Gibson will match up.
Well, yeah, and Gray's very good. He's good. He plays smart basketball. And what is enough for you to start a lineup for Gibson and Rossum? Both, you look at them, they don't look like running backs. Both are starting running backs for their two respective teams. So they're very physical guys, and they're willing to compete at a high level. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch those battles inside.
Thoughts on that point guard is going to be Max Nolan at shooting guard. It's going to be number 4, Nathan Chaney. First forward is going to be number 1, Zach Wilson. The second forward is going to be number 33. And again, center for Thoughts is Black. As tonight started, lineups for Colbert Heights at point guard number 2, Trent Roden. At shooting guard number 4, Kevin Shaw. At first forward position, number 1, Caleb Hadley. Second forward position, number 12, Micah Dalrymple. And again, playing on Zach Gibson.
I'm a little surprised that, last time we saw him in the starting lineup, really key to what they do. I expect him off the bench early and often in this game. He is a very skilled guard as well. It looks like they're going to mix their lineup up tonight a little bit to try to combat with Colbert Heights.
Zach Wilson and Caleb Hadley out at midcourt now for the tip-off. Ball is up in the air, and we are ready to get things going. Caleb Hadley takes this one back. It's the hands of Trent Roden. Bringing the ball up the court. Now crosses the half-court line. Gets this one over to Dalrymple. Dalrymple works to the left. Gets this one to Kevin Shaw up top. Now to the left wing is Roden. He's going to get this one to Hanley in the corner. Double team there in the corner. Back in the hands of Dalrymple at the top. Dalrymple drives inside off the glass and in. Colbert Heights 2-0. 7:35 in the first.
Yeah, I thought he was a little out of control on that one, but managed to keep his body control and put it in off the glass. Good shot by Dalrymple.
And if you're nervous or not, Times Daily Classic. I made some comments about Tharptown's uniforms. Kind of hard to see there, but I can tell that was Gray. Blake Gray getting blocked by Micah Dalrymple. Ends up in the hands of Caleb Hanley. And, well, we said it earlier. Caleb Hanley needed to avoid offensive fouls. He picks up a charging foul as he drives to the basket.
43 seconds in, and Caleb Hanley, that was kind of a bang-bang play. I'm not real sure it was a charge. I like his aggressiveness there. I thought the guy was moving into him, but Caleb Hanley can get aggressive.
Max Nolan with a pass inside for Gray, and once again blocked by Dalrymple, but I believe they're going to get Dalrymple with the foul.
Great pass by Max Nolan. That was all created by his offense. Blake Gray, big fella inside, and they kind of bump him a bit as he looks to go up and hit the shot. But Blake Gray, nice hands down there. Couldn't finish it, but he's at the free throw line.
And by the way, just kind of going back to the uniforms of Tharptown, they're wearing a very dark gray uniform with kind of like a darker royal blue number with no outline, no white outline or anything. Makes it kind of difficult to see the numbers from the other end of the court.
Elliot, as a matter of fact, the only number I could see right now is 15 because he's on my side of the court.
Yeah, that sounds about right, Matt.
Yeah. You know, you get some of these smaller county schools, and the truth of the matter is that they don't get a lot of numbers. So they're not thinking, hey, we gotta make sure everybody can see the numbers here. They're kind of thinking these look pretty good. But, Elliot, I think we got a technical foul here.
Yeah, we do have a technical foul as Tharptown will be shooting the free throws. That is Max Nolan at the line. By the way, Blake Gray was able to convert on one of two free throw attempts for Tharptown. Max Nolan able to convert on one of two. So we are tied up here, 7:07 left in the first. Tharptown 2, Colbert Heights 2.
Well, I thought that was a timeout. I wonder who got the technical foul. Hopefully at a commercial break we can find that information out.
Inbounds is to Max Nolan. Nolan at about the right wing now. Swings this one over the left to Hatton. Hatton working this one over to his forward, Wilson. Back over to Nolan. Nolan crosses over. Gets this one down low to Wilson. Back in the hands of Nolan. Nolan pulls up from a deep 2. So that is going to be 4-2 now. Tharptown on top.
Great job, Max Nolan. Just such a skilled guard. Shoot the ball, pass the ball, dribble the ball. You name it, he does it.
Kevin Shaw gets this one to Dalrymple. Dalrymple now to Roden in the corner. Roden drives baseline. Kicks this one out to Kevin Shaw in the right corner for 3. Shot is up, and that is nothing but net. 6:19 left in the first quarter play. Colbert Heights takes the lead, 5-4.
Yeah, Kevin Shaw looked very confident shooting that three from the corner. Big shot for them.
Braden Key with the ball gets this one over to Nolan. Nolan now over to Wilson. Wilson shot from three, no good. Rebounded by Tharptown. Shot is up and no good. Gray there with the rebounding, the attempted putback. He is hacked. He will go to the line for two.
Yeah, Gray's got a big wide body in there, 270 pounds, Elliot, and he's in there just kind of muscling people around. Zach Gibson going to have to get real physical with him and start using some of that muscle of his own to get him off the boards, because Gray has been very dominant in the early go.
Throw by Gray, and good. We are tied now, 6:03 left in the first. Coming into the game for Colbert Heights is Dakota McCreeless.
McCreeless in, Dalrymple out. Elliot, they look very similar hairstyle, both with the head string kind of there, so easy to confuse those two guys.
Second free throw by Gray, no good. Rebounded by Nolan. He gets this one back to Gray. Gray drives the side shot up, no good. Rebounded by Tharptown. Nolan with the ball on the right wing. Taking his time, slowly working to his right. Kicks this one out to the right corner. They're trying to work this one down to Gray down low, and that ball is stolen by Zach Gibson. Ball in the hands now of Kevin Shaw, now out to McCreeless at the top. McCreeless kicks this one to Rode in the left corner. Pump fake by Rode, and he drives inside, pulls up, and is fouled, and one.
Big-time shot by Trenton Rode. Little pump fake, drives in, takes the bump, hits the shot, nothing but net. And that's giving him the lead here. So big shot by Roden early on. And this game, just Elliot, I just keep assists. We're going to have a back-and-forth game all night long.
Free throw by Roden is no good. Rebounded by Nathan Chaney. They get this one to Max Nolan. Nolan bringing the ball up the court. Goes to his left. Kicks this one outside. And it's going to be a deep two for Tharptown. Trying to get the number for you. That's Braden Key. And we are tied again, 7-7, 5:11 left in the first. McCreeless with the ball at the top, working to his right. Gets this one to Kevin Shaw in the corner. Shaw back to McCreeless on the right wing. They try to work this one down low to Gibson. Back to Shaw in the right corner. Shaw cross court to Trent Roden. Roden working to his left. Going to go off glass. He is fouled once again by Braden Key. So Trent Roden will go back to the line to shoot two with 4:56 left in the first.
You know, Braden Key didn't like the call there, Elliot, but he did bump him once again. And he's getting a little aggressive there. And once you're beat like that and you try to come back in and kind of get in somebody's way, rarely are you going to make the play without getting the foul. That's the second time he's done that. He made the first one, missed the second one back at the free throw line. And here at the free throw line, he was able to knock down both free throws.
Yeah, he does knock down both free throws. So Colbert Heights takes the lead here. 4:53 left in the first. 9-7, your score. Max Nolan with the ball on the right side. Gets this one over now to Nathan Chaney. They try to work this one down low to Gray. Ball stolen down the court to McCreeless. McCreeless with the coast-to-coast play. 11-7 now is the score, 4:36 left in the first.
Great job in transition by Colbert Heights.
Max Nolan with the ball, crosses over to his left, pulls up from about the free throw line. Shot is no good. We are going to have a foul, though, on Tharptown.
Do you know what that foul call was? I thought Nolan was bumped, and that was the foul, but obviously on Tharptown, I didn't see any foul there, Elliot.
Yeah, I didn't either. And quite a substitution, or a shift change is... we'll say for Tharptown, subbing in four new players.
And the only one that stays on the court right now is Max Nolan.
McCreeless trying this one to Caleb Hanley. Ball knocked away. Mikey Rawson with the ball gets this one over now to Matthew Braswell. He drives inside for the layup. 11-9 is the score, 4:17 left in the first.
Yeah, beautiful pass to get the open look there. And Bailey Moats coming in early and already making an impact.
Kevin Shaw with the ball gets this one across the court to Trent Roden. Nice inside pass from Trent Roden to Gibson, and he is denied by Mikey Rawson.
Well, we talked about that matchup between Rawson and Gibson, and already they're banging bodies, and Rawson gets a nasty rejection on Gibson. Gibson hit the deck, and this could get physical. I'm excited.
Caleb Hanley inbounds, tries to get this one. Oh, he does get it to Trent Roden. Thought he was trying to get this one to Zach Gibson, just threw it away, but Roden able to get it. Kevin Shaw with it now on the right wing. Gets this one to Caleb Hanley in the right corner. Back to Shaw. Now to McCreeless at the top. Back in the hands of Kevin Shaw from the right wing. 4-3. Shot is up and just a bit long. No good. Rebounded by Max Nolan.
I like Kevin Shaw shooting the basketball. Shooting it very confidently.
And Nolan with a dangerous pass there. Gets that one stolen by McCreeless. McCreeless driving inside. And no. Oh, no. Oh, no. They call a traveling violation. He was pushed from behind.
Well, I don't know if he was pushed, but I know he tripped. We may have saw that one different. Either way, Elliot, that should have been a foul. When you get fouled, that's your excuse to travel. I certainly thought a foul would be called there, but not much argument for Coach James.
They work this one down low to Bailey Motes, and Motes is hacked as he goes up for the layup, so he will go to the line for two, and a potential chance to tie this one back up with 3:27 left in the first.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gibson really hacked him hard. I mean, nothing intentional, but he did put that strong body. But Elliot, you know me, that's the way I believe in fouling. He had no chance to make that shot like that. If you're going to foul, that's the way you foul. Use your size, use your body, hit him hard, make sure he doesn't make the shot.
And it pays off because the first free throw, Moats does not fall. He will get one more attempt, but he's not going to be able to tie it at the line. Second one is up and no good. Trent Roden tips this one away and ends up in the hands of Tharptown. Max Nolan on the left wing for three. This one rolls around, no good, rebounded by Caleb Hanley.
Very athletic rebound by Hanley. What was the glass there?
And he gets a trip road and trying to find Zach Gibson down the court, and that ball is stolen away by Bailey Motes. And Motes is going to be fouled by Trent Roden, kind of in frustration there.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a really physical game right now. And I got to tell you, Bailey Motes coming in the game, really giving him a boost. I mentioned him in the pregame. I thought him and Max Nolan, the two best players on this basketball team. He started when we watched him in the Times Daily off the pitch tonight, but as soon as he comes off the pitch, affecting the basketball game in a positive way for his Tharptown Wildcats.
It certainly is, and Max Nolan's still out there on the floor for Tharptown. He gets the ball, kicks it out to the corner for three. Shot is up and no good, rebounded by Trent Roden. Roden pushing the ball down the court. Drives into the lane, and a nice touch off the glass from Trent Roden. Two more points for Colbert Heights.
Yeah, just the scoop layup there just drives all the way. Nice play by Roden.
Great defense there by Kevin Shaw, denying the lane from Max Nolan as they try to find a cutting Mikey Rawson down low, and the pass is just off target. Out of bounds, it will be Colbert Heights' ball.
Yeah, I believe that was Heath Hatton that fired that pass, Elliot, and just a little too much mustard. I got to tell our listeners, buddy, you're having a hard time here with these numbers.
I'm going to be ready for the second half when Tharptown gets to come to this side where I can see the numbers. But I can tell you one thing, Tharptown able to score thanks to Max Nolan. The only reason I can tell is because I've seen him all game. When they make substitutions, it gets kind of hard for me to tell who's who out there. Caleb Hanley with a little right-handed jumper, no good. Rebounded by Tharptown. That's Mikey Rawson. He pushes the ball into the corner. 4-3 shot is up and no good. Another three coming from Tharptown. That no good. Rebounded by Gibson and now in the hands of Cameron Shaw, who pushes the ball up the court. Gets it into the hands of his brother, Kevin Shaw. And we're going to have a foul here. This is going to be against Tharptown.
Bailey Moe picks up the foul there, Elliot. I thought we had a couple of kids about to crash into us at the table, but one thing I noticed about Bailey Motes, even in the Times Daily Classic, as much as I really enjoy this kid's game, sometimes he's a little too aggressive and he picks up cheap fouls. I'm all about picking up fouls. You know, that's part of the game, but you don't want to pick up cheap fouls. And that was just a reach in way, way beyond the 3-point line where the other team was doing nothing with the basketball. So you got to be careful plays like that.
Zach Gibson, the ball, works this one down low to Jalen Mullins. Mullins with a spin move, kicks it out to Kevin Shaw for a three. Shot is no good. Rebounded by Jalen Mullins. His putback is no good. Rebounded by Mikey Rawson. Rawson gives this one up to Max Nolan. Max Nolan pushes the ball down the court. They try to work this one down low to Gray, and that's a great pass inside from Heath Hatton to Gray.
Nice hands by Gray. He may have got away with the traveling. Thought he may have shuffled the feet. No call. Coach James didn't like it, but 2 points nonetheless.
And they're tied here at 1:14 left in the first quarter, 13-13. Jalen Mullins down low goes up, and he is fouled. I believe they're going to call this one Max Nolan.
Jalen Mullins, 5'11", 200-pound senior for Colbert Heights off the bench. And at 5'11", he's a post player. And I got to be honest, partner, they may be generous on the 5'11". He looks 5'9 and 230 to me. But he does play physical when he comes in off the bench.
Well, I was thinking when we first pulled up here to Colbert Heights just to make sure that we could get a signal from here, I believe he's the one that kind of gave us the tour and brought us down here. We asked, what position you play? He says, forward. You kind of looked at him and said, forward.
Now I know why. Yeah, this guy's physical, but he was not able to make either free throw.
Yeah, still 13-13, 106 left in the first quarter play. Max Nolan with the ball, swings this one outside of Heath Hatton for three. Shot is up, rolls around the rim, no good. And kind of a battle down low for position.
And they're going to call Gray with the offensive foul, pushing Gibson. So that's going to go on Tharptown and over to Colbert Heights.
Yeah, we'll go over to Colbert Heights with 1:01 left in the first quarter play. Still tied here as Tharp Town makes a substitution. That is going to be Zach Wilson that comes in the game, I think. Having a little trouble seeing that number from here. Colbert Heights is playing keep away now. Cameron Shaw with the ball. This is to Jalen Mullins down low. Back in the hands of Cameron Shaw at the top. Over to Trenton Roden on the left side. Roden drives inside. Pulls up from 8 feet. Shot is up and no good. We do have a foul. And they're going to say it was not in the act of shooting, but Roden will go to the line for the 1-1.
Elliot, now that's another similar play, and you got to give Roden.